of times. Hell, I shit in a bucket and I was the president. But I digress. My point is, composing the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution was hard work. God didn't dictate it for us to transcribe from some sort of dictation transcribing machine. Hey, did I just invent something? Do you have anything like that? You do? Well, our purpose was to create a living document based on principles that transcended the times we lived in, and I think we did that. We created a blueprint for a system that would endure, which means your lazy asses shouldn't be coasting on our accomplishments. We were imperfect. It was imperfect. And we expect our descendants to work as hard as we did on keeping what we think is a profoundly excellent form of government supple, evolving, and relevant. After hearing this audiobook, you should be better prepared to do just that. As always, Thomas Jefferson. Oh, P.S. Is it true that Halle Berry is once again single? If so, I'd be forever in your debt if you would put in a good word for T.J. Oh, how I loves the mochaccina.
Chapter 1. Democracy Before America. In this chapter, you will witness thousands of years of history casually dismissed in a few minutes. Learn the difference between a totalitarian regime and a post-communist kleptocracy. Realize that no matter how horrible your life is, it's not as bad as a feudal serf's.
It is often said that America invented democracy. This view is, of course, an understatement. America invented not only democracy, but freedom, justice, liberty, and time-sharing. The representative democracy is unquestionably our proudest achievement, the creation most uniquely our own. Even if the rest of the Western world would have come up with the idea themselves by the 1820s. So why, then, has participation in this most wondrous system withered? As heirs to a legacy more than two centuries old, it is understandable why present-day Americans would take their own democracy for granted. A president freely chosen from a wide-open field of two men every 4 years, a Congress with a 99% incumbency rate, a Supreme Court comprised of 9 politically appointed judges whose only oversight is the icy scythe of death. All these reveal a system fully capable of maintaining itself. But our perfect democracy, which neither needs nor particularly wants voters, is a rarity. It is important to remember there still exist many other forms of government in the world today, and that dozens of foreign countries still long for a democracy such as ours to be imposed on them. To regain our sense of perspective and wonder, we must take a broader historical view, looking beyond America's relatively recent success story to examine our predecessors and their adorable failures. In this chapter, we will briefly explore the evolution of an idea, following the HMS Democracy on a dangerous voyage through the mists of time, past the Straits of Monarchy, surviving Hurricane Theocracy, then navigating around the Cape of Good Feudal System to arrive battered but safe at her destined port of call, Americatown. Early man, more animal than political. The human race is by nature brutal, amoral, unreasonable, and self-centered. But for the first few hundred thousand years of our existence as a species, we were way too obvious about it. Primitive culture centered on survival of the individual, and occasionally survival of someone the individual might want to reproduce with. Civic institutions were non-existent, as was debate, which would appear later, after the invention of the frontal lobe. For prehistoric man, the rule of law, such as it was, could best be summed up by the seminal case Marbury's Head versus Madison's Rock. Early man lived this tenuous Darwinian nightmare for an age or two, until a peculiar thing happened. The unfittest decided they wouldn't mind surviving either. The feeble and weak realized that without a good plan, they weren't going to make it out of the Stone Age to see the wonder that was clay. Alone, they were mammoth meat. Together, they would become a force, with a chance to see the day when their children's children would be only 75% covered in hair. From these noble impulses, the groundwork for the first civilizations was laid. Athens, our big fat Greek forerunners. Ancient Greece is widely credited with creating the world's first democracy. It would be a worthy endeavor to travel back in time to the Phaedra-strewn shores of 5th century BC Athens and ask Plato to define democracy, and not only to make money gambling on Olympic results that we, being from the future, would already know. Plato would tell us, in that affectionate but non-sexual way of his, that democracy is a Greek word, combining the roots for people, demos, and rule, kratia. In Greek democracy, political power was concentrated not in the hands of one person, or even a small group of people, but rather evenly and fairly distributed among all the people, meaning every John Q. Publicopoulos,